Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Guys, I'm here. It's your girl, D. Scott. It is October 19, 2015, and tonight's show basically is kind of like sorry but not sorry, apology not accepted. And, of course, I just finished watching my daily dose of ratchetness of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and I couldn't have picked a better topic. Obviously, I scheduled the show prior to watching it. And it's just a goddamn mess. You know, you see the young lady, Amber, go into the therapy office with, I keep calling him Milan, but Milan is actually the, he's actually the producer one, the one that's actually openly living as a gay man, and it's Miles, because I get them mixed up. And Miles is sitting there with absolutely no affect on his face, giving zero fucks, telling her, you know, you should... you know, get over it, literally, because, you know, I have feelings towards a man. You didn't, no. You don't have feelings for a man. You fucking have been in a relationship with a man for a long time. You live with a motherfucking man. That's something that maybe perhaps that you should have said. And then when she starts crying, this is the shit that I mean, like, they don't fucking feel bad. They don't. Some people just don't give a fuck about you at all. And you have to understand that not everybody got the same heart as you. Not everybody gives a fuck about the same things that you give a fuck about. When we were kids, if I fucked up, you know, you're getting grounded. You can't go outside. You know, you can't have dessert. You can't do this. That shit wouldn't work with my son because he don't give a damn. But if I take the computer away, that's what works for him. If I tell him he can't go to marksman lessons on the weekend, that works for him. If I tell him he can't go to drama club, that works for him. That's a punishment. So this young lady starts crying, and she's, like, crying on his leg, and I'm thinking to myself, first of all, her reaction let me know that she kind of on some level knew. Because my first reaction would have been to throw up the hands. And I know that that's abusive and that's terrible, but fuck that. So you got to get something for that. You just broke my heart, so I feel like your face should be broken or something. Then, and you lied to me. So this isn't, like, you've been sucking dick and, like, telling me you love me with the same mouth. Like, I can't. I don't understand. And ladies, let's keep it G. We could sit there all day and say, like, she should have known. Nah, motherfucker, some of us have been in relationships with men, you know, and not known that they go to the other side as well. Okay? Let's just be clear. So you can't say, I could tell you what I would have did if a motherfucker would ever told me that to my face. Absolutely. But I can't confirm nor deny whether somebody that I dated was ever gay or not. He just might have had a funny way of, you know, a funny way of showing it. You understand what I'm saying? But ain't nobody going to come out to me to my motherfucking face. You're not just going to, you know, come out and be like, oh, and by the way, I've been sucking dick now for like a year and I like it and it is what it is. No, you're going to get beat the fuck up. And then he leaves her. This is just how you know people give zero fucks about you. She's crying on his leg, right? He gets up and walks away. Oh, my God. And then she gets up and she's angry and she goes to chase him. Now, I'm not condoning women hitting men. I'm just saying some stuff you got to get the shit slapped out of you for. I'm sorry. And the first thing that, and you know, and it's funny because the media is putting this spin on it. And, you know, they're doing all these things on VH1. If you or someone you know wants to come out, fuck that. Where's the AIDS awareness to this. You have clearly slept with this girl during the time that you've had a relationship with a man, okay? I don't know, you know, if you're using protection or not. The first thing I would have been doing is like, oh, my God, I have to go to the doctors, you know, this, that, and the third. And he tried to make it seem like I have feelings. No, you be feeling on another man. You've been in public kissing another man. How dare you sit there and then run away from me because I'm having an emotional moment because the man that I think I'm in love with is gay as fuck. Okay? Pause. Then he gets outside, not a tear in this motherfucker's eye, not a tear. And it's sad because on some level, mama, I know you knew. I know you knew. If that motherfucker eyebrows look better than yours, he might be gay. If he's wearing leather tank tops, I don't know. He might be gay. If y'all wear the same size pants and sometimes you catch him like that, he might be motherfucking gay. Okay? So like I said, and I made a post on my Instagram, and if you're not following me on Instagram, you could follow me at miss.d.scott. You know, if love and hip-hop has taught us nothing else, please trust your intuition. Ladies, you know what I'm saying? You know, we focusing on him coming out the closet. Did we focus on the AIDS awareness? You know, everybody, I've been telling people for years that this person's gay, that person's gay. I've partied with this person, partied with that person. Nobody believed me, but all of a sudden when it comes on reality television, now everybody's like, oh, my God. And it's not my job to out people. That's not, you know, and I think that was real fucked up of Milan to do that as well, saying, well, if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. Motherfucker, I will fight you. You're not going to tell me shit. You know, but it's no different than when I tell you men, you know what? Don't let nobody come and tell me about you. You come and tell me about you. And then maybe I can forgive you and move on, but nobody in the street should be able to come and tell me a motherfucking thing about somebody that I lay down and sleep with every night. Get the fuck out of here. So then she's outside, and he's in the car. He's like, but I love you. I don't, what the fuck? I don't want to hear that. If you love us, you keep us safe. You sleeping with other people, I don't give a fuck if it was a man or a woman. You sleeping with other people, having other relationships with other people, like, you're not keeping me safe. You got me fucked up. You got me confused. And you're putting me at risk, which is why black women are one of the highest rates in AIDS cases. We're one of the rising rates in AIDS cases and the fastest growing rate of AIDS, new AIDS cases in America, part of the CDC. So, I mean, we're so worried about people's motherfucking feelings. What about my motherfucking health? Like, what happens if I want to see them get tested on the show? Let's bring out AIDS awareness. Then, first of all, everybody on that show needs to be tested for goddamn HIV and sexually transmitted diseases. And then here's another portion of the apology not accepted. So, old girl, I don't even know their fucking names because it's that insignificant to me. Walks in the studio, catches her husband, not her boyfriend, her husband, with some girl, you know, leaning on him, hand on the shoulder. Come on now. You men kill me, especially black men and Latino men. You guys want to be able to do what the fuck you want to do, but if I had somebody, you know, leaning on my shoulder, oh, my God, it's a rumble in the jungle, okay? It's a beat down in the Bronx, okay? So now she goes in there, and this is the shit that I don't like that you do, women. Yes, I understand that sometimes you snoop and you got to give up where you got your information from or whatever, but you walked into a very real motherfucking situation. You walked into a situation where your dude, your man, had another woman all up on him, and he was just a little bit too comfortable for me. He's going to get checked. You fucked up as a woman by checking the female. You don't fucking know her. Don't say shit to her. Okay? And I agree. He wasn't wearing his wedding ring. 100% all the way around, that man was wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So she goes and she talks to Tiny, T.I.'s wife. And, you know, their relationship is their relationship. You know, I always respected Tiny for her, you know, zero fucks attitude about it. Like, well, it's still my husband, bitch. You know, I hope you got more than that than just a car. You know, how she came for somebody before in the shade room and on Instagram. But what people got, and T.I. even defended his wife. You know what I'm saying? I was like, don't address my wife, so on and so forth. That's how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to, the streets is not supposed to come to me. So she goes and talks to Tiny, and Tiny says, yeah, sometimes you do be bugging out. Here's the thing. If you're saying I'm insecure, don't breach motherfucking security. I remember one time I had somebody just recently, not that long ago, tell me these are your insecurities and this and this. Pause. Motherfucker, the relationship that you and I have is based on motherfucking insecurities because you were claiming another motherfucker. So, no, I'm not insecure. I walk in the light of the truth, hunty, okay? I walk in the line of what's right, and I'm keeping it real about our motherfucking situation, okay? Am I going to lay up at night worried about whether you fucking with another motherfucker? No, because I'll just stop talking to you. I don't give a fuck, okay? But what I'm not going to do is sit here and tell you that me, who I'm on, always on level 10, I always do what the fuck I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do by you. You're not going to tell me that I'm insecure in every single thing that I thought I was correct about. No, motherfucker, that means I'm factual. If you don't breach security, I ain't got no reason to be insecure. Okay, insecurity is a motherfucker, and I don't get jealous because ain't no motherfucker out there got something that I want. Jealousy is a weak ass emotion, and it comes from, you know, if I seen somebody that had a ruby red Bentley dipped in Swarovski crystals, that's not nothing to get jealous about, because I don't want a ruby red Bentley with motherfucking dipped in Swarovski crystals. The only time I would ever get jealous of anybody or anything, male or female, is if it was something that I just genuinely could not have. You know what I'm saying? Like nice arch in my eyebrows. That shit that I might look at a motherfucker and be like, God damn it, she got some nice ass eyebrows. Other than that, money can buy you a lot of motherfucking things. So I don't need for anything. I don't want for anything, especially not a man. If I want him, I'll have him. Trust me. I'll wait 17 years. I don't give a fuck. If I want him, I'm going to have him. So it doesn't matter about your situation. As long as he's not married, I'll have them. I promise. You could check the record books on that one, okay? And then the moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it. And that's how I am, because I'm a goddamn psychopath. Everybody knows that. So I keep it honest, and I stay single, because it's not meant for me to be, you know, like there's this one girl on a Facebook, and she's like, I'm like a motherfucking wild animal. I'm like a motherfucking tiger. You know, y'all know who I'm talking about. She looks like she's Asian, but she wears all these wigs, black girl. I forget her name. She's on my Facebook. But she's fucking hilarious. And she was like, I don't want to fucking be domesticated. And that's how I feel right now. I've already been married. So, again, you can't sell me a dream. I've already lived. I already have my dream child. I already have anything I want that I wanted to dream of. I've had it. So you see this girl sit down, talk to Tiny, and then turns around and goes and apologizes to this motherfucker, right? After you got caught with another broad and then you didn't come home at night. No. These are offenses against our relationship, and they're married. You're not. What the fuck you? Wait, I'm sorry, y'all. And then he took the ring and threw it at her. So you saying the relationship is over, so you can get the fuck out and you can go back where you came from last night. Mm-mm. So then he goes, he does the right thing, and then she becomes submissive to her husband. He goes in the drawer and pulls out the ring. Guess what? She was like, sometimes I'll be overreacting. No, you were reacting to the situation. Women, stop fucking doing that. Just because a motherfucker, this is a typical black man thing to do, and I wrote about it in the book Games by Saladin Kana Allah. It's on Amazon, it's on Kindle. And in the book Games, I did a chapter called Stay in Your Lane, and it's basically it's called Athletes and Assholes, and that there's really not that much of a difference. And I basically talk about this mythical, magical creature called the nigga. And basically what the nigga is a defense mechanism, not just by black men, but by men, period. When they get caught doing some shit that they aren't supposed to be doing, all of a sudden they don't give a fuck about nothing. Fuck you, you insecure, you this, you that. And then it allows them. And I specifically say in the book, I said, do not allow him to leave the house. I don't care if you have to strip down butt naked and put on boxing gloves. If you allow him to leave the house, he's going to go do what the fuck he wants to do and then come back and scrounge back and say, it's because you pushed me away. I can't push you nowhere that you already are not. Okay, that's like somebody saying, you drive men crazy. Well, motherfucker, what car was we driving? Because clearly you was already halfway there. I disclaimer all up front, look, I'm crazy. This is what I do. This is how I think. But am I psycho crazy? Like, I got to stalk you? If I stalk you just because I love you, because I like you, because I want to know how you're doing today. You know, but I think that social media has also put people in a position where they don't need to communicate with you as much as they would, because I could look, if a motherfucker want to see how I'm doing, they don't got to call me. They could go on my Instagram. It's open. They can go on my Twitter. It's open. I leave it open for all my old hoes. Yes, I'm doing fabulous. Fabulous, honey. With or without you, it doesn't matter. One monkey don't stop no show. You understand what I'm saying? But I also leave it open for the people that do listen to me and the people that do send me the emails and the people that do send me, you know, the private messages or whatever that are in need of help. I'm always just a click away. You know what I mean? So because of the two, three, you know, buster ass dudes that may have hurt my feelings, you know, last year, last week, last month, whatever, whatever, it's not fair to y'all for me to close some shit off because I'm being petty. No, I want you to see. Please do. So I can hurt your fucking feelings because you know that's coming next. You hurt my feelings, sorry, you got to get that back. All that forgive and forget shit, that shit that they talk about in the Bible, but yet the Bible is one of the most massive books that talks about prostitutes and killing motherfuckers. So, you know, I'm a huge believer in the Jesus and God and everything else, but I don't have to accept your fucking apology. And I'm going to tell you why. A lot of times when people have come to me 15 years later, 10 years later, 7 years later, I promise my hand on my father and on my mother's grave that after they committed the first offense, so whether it was cheating, whether it was a friend talking shit about me, whether it was a stab in the back by a girlfriend, whether it was someone talking down on me or thinking they were better than me, whatever, whatever, because I fell upon hard times, right? If I let them back in for the second chance, 100% of the motherfucking time they went and committed the exact same motherfucking offense in the exact same fashion. It just took a little bit of time. So, no, when motherfuckers apologize to me for saying X, Y, and Z or you're this or you're that, no, I don't accept your motherfucking apology because you meant what the fuck you said. That's why lately I've been real choice with what the fuck I have to say so that I don't have to go back and apologize. Even to my family members, I have said some horrific shit to one of my own brothers, and I'm not going to take it back because I meant what the fuck I said in that motherfucking moment. I'm your conscience talking to you. You know, so a lot of people may not like what the fuck I have to say, but I don't have to go back and apologize for what I said. Now, here's an instance where I would apologize. If someone took something, I fucking don't write to not offend people. If you're offended, that is not my motherfucking problem, okay? I'm a business person, so I'm not in the business of offending people that could be potential customers. So when I see people using derogatory terms about, you know, gay and lesbians, or when I see people using derogatory terms about women or about men and things like that, then I try to shut that shit down because those could be potential customers. So I don't want to offend large groups of people. But do I give a fuck about offending an individual? No. Don't give a fuck about you. Don't give a fuck about offending me. I have people on my timeline right now that have Confederate flags and all this other shit. That's your opinion. That shit don't fucking offend me. Long as you don't get Confederate in your conversation, we good. Because shit, I might think about some old Archie Bunker shit about y'all motherfuckers too. You understand what I'm saying? I might feel the need to tell you that the largest percentage of motherfuckers on welfare is actually your people, not mine. Okay, but that's just what I'm saying. But then again, like how people say, oh, I have white friends. No, I really have white friends. Okay, I really have people that, you know, I wouldn't mind to eat their potato salad. I don't mind to eat their food or sit down and have drinks with them because I genuinely like these people. Because they don't come to me like they're afraid of me or like they're like I'm a science project. You know, I remember being a kid and, you know, people would come and say, can I touch your hair? And can I, you know, and as you get older, you're just kind of like, well, there's a lot of it. So, I mean, you know, if you feel the need. But people have to understand that I have genuine friendships with people. None of it's superficial. It's not about, like, what can I do for you and what can you do for me? If I vibe with somebody and I like you, it doesn't matter. Now, with that being said, I don't apologize for shit, you know. There are certain things that I have forgiven my ex-husband for that I will not apologize for, you know. Like, they always want to talk about the time I stabbed him and shit. You know how many people, like, I've stabbed, like, a few, okay? And it was all for a reason. Don't touch me. You understand what I'm saying? Don't touch me. Don't act like you're going to touch me. Don't make no jerky hand movements and shit like that, and we're good. You know what I'm saying? I try to stay out the mix. So if I apologize for doing something, it's genuinely because somebody took something the exact wrong way, and that's not how I meant it. I'm not apologizing for offending any motherfucking body because I don't give a fuck if you're offended because you know what? Some of the stuff that y'all post and y'all say fucking offends me. But that's your page. That's your business. That's what you want to talk about. So I have the choice to ignore it. You know, there's a lot of racist shit that I see all the time. And these are people that, you know, I work with or people that I do business with, and they'll be in my face like nothing happened. I don't have the ability to do that because I'm going to have to ask you, like, what the fuck did you mean by that? You know, and when people start talking to me about politics and about Obama, listen, you just mad because we had a fucking black president, okay? But you guys always want to talk about the shit he didn't do. Let's talk about the shit that he did do. He caught the motherfuckers that fucked up the World Trade Center and the economy, okay? He didn't add to the motherfucking deficit and the debt. So, no, don't apologize, and because it is, a lot of it is racist. You know, if you're a racist, don't apologize for being a fucking racist. Just say shit, because we know you was raised bad. You know, we know what happened. You know, you didn't just wake up and say, you know what, I don't like black people. I don't like Indians. I don't like this. So, no, if you call me a nigga or a nigger with the E-R on the end, I'm not accepting that apology. Those kids that were on that bus at the school, I think it was down in South Carolina, and they were chanting something about a nigger and hanging from the tree, and then the black people, we so motherfucking stupid, we hold a press conference and protect the white kid. You think that he just woke up and said, all of a sudden, they're not niggers? No! He did that shit because that's what was the politically correct fucking thing to do. Do you think that he's not going to use the word nigger again? You would be very fucking stupid to think that. Just like if a motherfucker cheated. Now, I know that there's women out there that will say, well, you know what? I cheated on my husband, or he cheated on me, and I've never done it again, and we're, you know, we made it through. That's great for you, but that's not the statistic that I have to fucking deal with, you know, or the statistic that I hear about. Once you do some fuck shit, you're going to always do some fuck shit. You know, it's just like a motherfucker that steal from you. You think I would ever leave my motherfucking purse around you again? I wouldn't. You know, so you can apologize all you want. It doesn't matter, you know. And then, okay, we get to the other part of the Ratchet Show, and this perhaps was the ultimate reason that I don't accept apologies. You have to just deal with your shit on your own. Deal with how you feel bad. I don't give a fuck if you feel bad, because motherfucker, I felt bad too whenever you committed the offense. And Soulja Boy sitting there with a goddamn Smokey the Bear hat on. And first of all, let's clarify something. He had told a large lie, talking about he was worth $25 million. I don't think so. I don't think so, because I just don't think so. So how? So in addition to that, you have an issue where he's done. First of all, let me tell y'all women something. Soulja Boy is the typical fuck boy of 2015. He really is. And the reason I say that is because he sat there and told this girl, yeah, bring her here. Now, typically a man would do that if he was innocent. Like, yeah, you're going to see what he had to say, and, you know, this, and, you know, it doesn't matter, and I'm telling the truth. No, the girl pulled out the cell phone, text messages, and was like, you just texted me yesterday. You told me that you love me, blah, blah, blah. This is just to show you the level of fuckery that goes down in this situation. So she's sitting there, and I know that Nia was just like, okay. So now you have a situation where this dude is sitting there, and he just got caught. Like, why would you bring this girl around, and you know that you were sleeping with her, like recently, like 5 minutes ago? So you women have to also get out of the situation where you're calling the other girl a whore. Okay, here's why you can't do that. Because if she's a whore and you're sleeping with the same guy she is, then you have whore tendencies too, because remember, her residue is on him. So if she's a bum, you a motherfucking bum too for dealing with him. You understand what I'm saying? If she's a whore, then you got whore juice on you, because you still dealing with him, okay? You still dealing with him. So he takes her to dinner, and he tells her, you know, I'm sorry. And she was like, it's not going to work this time. But they've been dealing with this for 9 years, okay? 9 years. And he says, well, you know what? Fuck it then. I said I was sorry. I don't know what you want me to fucking do. And you know what? Fuck you, you bitch, and this, and this. So basically, because he didn't get his way, or she didn't react and forgive him, okay, now it's fuck you, you're a bitch, this, that, and the third. This is why I don't accept apologies, okay? Now, she's going to go back to him, but the thing of it is this, like, why? Why? You know, I was reading something the other day. There's that guy, Prince Donnell is his name, and he's the guy, the black guy with the beard and the pretty eyes and whatever, whatever. And he's the one that he was saying something, and girls were like, I don't even know what he just said. Yeah, his name is Prince Donnell, the Prince of Philly. So he's on Instagram, at Prince Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L. And he made a post. Where's the post? I think it's right here. And that's his Instagram. And so he was talking about, you know, the struggles of being an entrepreneur. And he's only 21 years old. Let's be clear on that shit. He's only 21 years old. So he is, you know, he's really just a deep kind of character, and he was talking about, you know, sleeping on his floors and things that you have to give up when you're trying to be successful. And then he says, like my mentor always told me, you can't expect to have a $1 million bank account with $100 work ethic. Boom. I just was telling somebody a couple years ago, I said, you have a $1 million product, but a $1,000 mentality. That doesn't fucking work. You know what I mean? You over here doing basic bitch shit, and you could have been, and now the company's dissolved. So this gentleman, Prince Donnell, the one with the green eyes and the beard and all that good stuff, says you have to chase your goals so ferociously that people think that you are literally out of your mind, that you're crazy. Check. You begin to lose friends. Check. You disconnect with family. Check. Your love relationships will come to an end. Check. You'll feel alone. Check. You'll feel abandoned by God. Check. Not now, but before. Then something interesting happens. Check. You caught the attention of the devil. Check. Just when you thought you felt pain, the enemy will inflict excruciating pain on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. Check. And about a year ago, I was doing a couple of shows saying how, you know, we as humans are in a spiritual warfare right now. You know what I mean? It's not just people coming for, you know, your heart. They're coming for your soul. They're coming for your feelings. They're coming for your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to possess somebody, it's not in a bad way. It's because I want to consume you. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to inhale you. I want to be close to you. It's not because I want to hurt you. You know, I don't have that type of energy to put into hurting someone years later. I'm going to just fuck you up immediately and then be done with it. So that, again, so I don't have to say sorry. So it says, you may be asking how that is interesting. It's interesting because when the enemy is really active in your life, it means he's trying to intercept the blessing God is about to place in your life. And I believe that. My Uncle Michael in Pittsburgh, who's a preacher, well-renowned preacher, he used to always tell me, you know, Satan loves adversity. You know, so basically, whenever you see adversity coming, that's why it's funny. You'll hear a lot of old black church people say, this ain't nothing but the devil. You know, and I always agree. Anytime, you know, I'm getting ready to go on a vacation, or even with Puerto Rico, you know, it was something. Like, I got stuck in the airport for 12 hours. You know, my Jeep is saying that one of my tires is low. You know, my son had to get braces, which financially, you know, I had to take care of 2 weeks prior. And just, it was a mishmangle of things. But then once we got there, we had the best time. You know what I mean? So he says, and that's when you should work your absolute hardest. Don't be tempted. Focus on the goal. It's tempting at times to try to be in a relationship with somebody, and especially with me locally, like, I have no tolerance for it. I've accepted the fact that I'm a mother, and I take that very seriously. So kudos to y'all moms out there that can be in relationships and still be a successful business person, a successful mom, and a successful wife or girlfriend. I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so in love with my son and with my business that I just don't care, you know. Long as I get my little frustrations out here and there, and I recycle men, you know what I mean? So if I deal with somebody, typically it's the same person I've dealt with for years and years and years. And, you know, they're using me, I'm using them, I'm sure, but it's a feel-good and it's a comfort situation, and there's love there, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, I dealt with one guy, you know, off and on for 8 years. You know, because, and it wasn't like, you know, like the shit that you see on television where we were like living together and we had children in common. And no, it was when I'm in town, we'll see each other. If you come here, that's cool. And then that's what it was. You know, I actually wrote a chapter about him in one of my books, but that's how all my relationships go. They span years, you know, because there's a definite connection there. But for me, I don't want to be connected all the way, and it's my fault. You know, I don't ever put the blame on them when I walk away. You know, I put the responsibility on them to make me stay, but I don't put the blame on them if I walk away. I walk away because I don't want it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm bored. I just, you know, I want something new, or I want to refocus. Like, I barely have enough time to sleep, you know, and there's no apologizing for that. You know, and I don't hurt people in the process. I don't sit there and lie to these dudes and be like, yeah, I want to get married and I want to have a baby. Shit, I don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Maybe I'll give you a baby, maybe I don't want to have more kids with this motherfucker over here. I don't know. You know, but what I do know is that I'm very clear that whenever I spend my time focusing on my business and focusing on my financial goals and focusing on my family, I am always, always blessed. Whenever I spend my time and my money and my resources focusing on these Negroes, now we have a fucking problem. You know, because people don't understand the sacrifices that I make just to be in relationships. 90% of the time I have to be away from my son. You know, so if I'm out of town, I try to make it where it's like, okay, well, I got to go to Houston. Okay, I have a friend in Houston. We'll go. We'll hang out. But I'm bringing my son down there to be with his dad anyway. You know, so I don't miss any time with him. I don't know that I would be successful in a relationship where I had to entertain your motherfucking ass every single day. I don't want it. I don't, and you know, it's not that I don't need it. I don't want it. You know, I've gotten to a place, and a lot of women need to get here, especially when you're dealing with independent women, where it's like every notch in my belt that I get, as far as, okay, first it was, once I get these trademarks, I'm going to be a beast. Once I get this company, I'm going to be a beast. Once I get this truck, I'm going to be a beast. Once I get this car, I'm going to be a beast. Once I get my crib, I'm going to be a beast. Once I, you know, put this dental plan on my son's teeth, I'm going to be a beast. Once I do this, I've done every fucking thing that I'm supposed to do by myself. None of you motherfuckers offered to help me. I don't ask for shit, so therefore I probably don't get nothing because I don't ask for nothing, but I'm not a basic motherfucker. So you got to come to me with a little bit more than just, you know, well, I'm a good man and I take care of my kids. The fuck out of here. That's what you're supposed to do. Talk to me about your charitable donations. Talk to me about how you mentor youth. Talk to me about some other shit other than the shit that you're supposed to fucking do. Please. So I have a situation where I have to let relationships go because it just does not interest me. And let me tell you something else. Not all women are desperate and just so worried about finding someone and being accepted. I don't give a fuck if you don't accept me, you know, because you fuck me over one time, that's fucking it. No, I do not accept your motherfucking apology, and you can't come back. If I choose to bring you back, you should be afraid. You shouldn't want to fuck with me after you done stopped fucking me or I stopped fucking with you. You shouldn't. Because you should be like, this motherfucker finna kill me in my sleep. You know, and I keep myself away from people. Like, we could be cool, like, years later and stuff like that. But there's a reason that I won't come see you. There's a reason that I won't fuck with you. And it's not because you're so motherfucking insatiable. It's because you make me sick. It's because you make me sick, and I will never forget any amount of pain that any motherfucker ever caused me. And no, let me tell you something else, woman. You got to stop waiting for this apology. Like, y'all act like the minute this motherfucker apologized that you just gonna be like, oh, thank you so much. No. That's not how we work. We gonna bring that motherfucker shit up every single goddamn time that you 18 minutes late coming home. Every single time you don't return a text message, he gonna be fucking somebody in your mind. You know, every time. And it's not always about cheating. It could just be about a financial decision that you didn't know about. It could be about the fact that you went and bought a condo and you didn't tell me, and now this cuts into, you know, now you got to go work extra hours because you signed up for some shit that you can't finish. I don't do shit like that. I keep I keep everything low. I keep the budget low. I keep the overhead low. I keep living expenses low so that if I want to go and I want to ball out, or if I want to go and put marble on the floor, I can fucking do that. And I don't have to ask you, so I don't know, you know, what kind of relationship that I'm projected to be in, and I'm doing every fucking thing myself, and I'm proud of that fact. You know, so for a man to come in the picture, you have to understand, you got to be an extraordinary motherfucker too, because I'm doing a lot of shit that I'm not supposed to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? So I would never say like, oh, you know, I just want a regular guy. Nah, fuck that. We gave you regular motherfuckers a chance back in the late 90s and in the 2000s and shit. You regular motherfuckers was trying to date above yourselves and shit when we was all graduating college. You married the bitch, the broad that you was dealing with in college that done fucked everybody in the fucking dorms, okay? Then y'all realize y'all don't motherfucking get along and shit, and now you want a divorce, and now you in your 30s, and now you think that you need a woman like me. No, you you need to go to motherfucking child support court and pay your fucking child support and do what the fuck you're supposed to do and pay your alimony, which cuts into my motherfucking money if me and you are trying to travel the world and do what we do. You understand what I'm saying? I need a pit bull. I don't need a fucking chihuahua. Fucking causing me problems. You know, I kind of got a crush on a guy right now. And everybody keep telling me, they like, this motherfucker is corny as hell. And I'm like, shit, corny is good. His name ain't in the streets. He got one baby's mom. I figured out who and what that was. Because I'm like, listen, I've never dealt with a man that really had kids. I just didn't. Because you'll never see my son, so I function as if I don't have a child. When I say I got to go, I got to go. You will not meet my son. You will not come to the house. It's just that's how I roll. And for some people, that's very odd. But you're not going to catch me on the news talking about my boyfriend done did something to my kid. Because that's a huge percentage, and that's a big problem. You know, look at what was his name? The Adrian Peterson situation where the mom's boyfriend, you know, and then y'all be having all these illegitimate motherfucking kids and shit. Like, I don't have time, you know, so you do something to me, and I've had female friends that did shit to me, and I've told them to their face, your apology is not accepted. I don't need it. I don't need it to move on in my life, and I think that a lot of women need to get over the apology that they never fucking got because you just may never motherfucking get it. Why would you care? You understand what I'm saying? These motherfuckers don't care about you, or when they do come back and apologize, watch how they act. They're only apologizing because it's some shit that's going to make them feel better. No, I want you to fucking suffer. I want you to suffer in this motherfucker. I want you to go to bed every night like this motherfucker told me that she's not going to accept my motherfucking apology. Then leave me alone. You see what I'm saying? So you have to leave some shit unanswered for them, too. You know, you can't always just take a motherfucker back. Your husband, I understand. But in that situation on the Love and Hip Hop shit, no. He was 100% wrong. And then you reward this motherfucker for this behavior with a dinner and feeding him shit. So you just allowed this motherfucker to know, I could do it again. And all I get to stay out all night and do whatever the fuck I want to do. Brandy from the Basketball Wives LA, she did the same shit. So let me get this straight. Your husband cheated on you when you had motherfucking cancer. You could not conceive because you had cancer, okay? And he's not cute. So, and she's beautiful. So let me get this straight. Your ugly ass cheated on me while I had the cancer. And I'm going to move out of my palatial estate in Miami and move to L.A., okay, and be a bitch to every single person on the cast and crew. Well, I'm going to get to Shawnee in a minute because that was priceless right there. And you think that you're teaching him a lesson. No, you stupid motherfucker. You just co-signed him. You know what? She left me, whatever. That motherfucker was probably with the same motherfucking girl that he cheated on your ass with in an open fucking setting. You think you teaching him a motherfucking lesson? No. Guess how you would have taught him a real lesson? Y'all married? Cool. You can get a motherfucking flip phone. You ain't and you ain't got no data. All you could do is call me and 911. You can't even call your mother. You got to wait till you get home. If we pull up to this motherfucker's house and your Wi-Fi connects, I'm beating your ass, period. Y'all motherfuckers be letting these dudes, like, and in your mind, like, where's your mother? Like, who told you that's what you do? No, motherfucker, we finna be some uncomfortable motherfuckers up in here. You cheat on me and we married. No. I'm not going to leave and then say it's until you do X, Y, and Z, and then I'm going to come back. If I leave, you could ask about me. I'm not coming back. And you could fuck right off, period. You know what I mean? You're not teaching him a lesson. You're teaching him how to live without you, dummy. You understand what I'm saying? Why would you want to be away from your husband anyway? Clearly, y'all need help and counseling. And let's be clear. You cheated on her when she had cancer. You give zero fucks about anything. These men don't care. They just don't want to lose their motherfucking that money to that alimony. You stupid as hell. I'm not saying she should or shouldn't go back. They're married. That's a whole other ballgame. What people do in their marriage, I encourage marriage. I want people to stay together. Me, I can't recover from something like that. And I had the cancer. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't have a baby, was going through all this treatment, and you cheated on me. And here's what's worse. It don't be 15 different girls. It's the one girl. Don't worry about the 15 broads that's trying to get at him. No. Worry about the one broad that he's fucking with exclusively, and that's the only motherfucker he fucks with. Mm-mm. Because where that is, there's love. I'm not going to compete with no other fucking female for love. We two different types of people. you know. Then they're like, I'm sorry I hurt you. They're not sorry. They're just letting you have your pity party and letting you do what you need to do so that they can say I'm sorry 10 more times. You ever hear a man tell you, damn, I said I'm sorry. What you want me to do? Die. How about that? Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to work this out is if you die and came back to life another time. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let them punk you into accepting an apology prematurely or if you don't mean it. If you're going to ever bring the situation up ever again, don't accept the motherfucking apology. I don't give a fuck what the therapists tell you to do. I told my therapist straight up, I don't accept this apology. I don't accept it. Well, you can't accept. No, I can't. And I'm going to talk about this shit whenever I want to just because I don't. You know, until I'm done talking about it, then you'll be forgiven. Oh, I can forgive, but I don't forget. No, I'm not going to forgive you, and I'm not going to forget about it at all. Every time you see me, I'm going to be a constant reminder of why you shouldn't have did whatever the fuck it is that you did. And case in point, over the summer, ran into a friend of mine, a former friend of mine, at a barbecue. Had no words with her. Our children went and played together, you know, but I had nothing to say to her. You got to bear the burden of why you have to explain why we used to be best friends and now we're not. You explain it. Because I was very clear with you. Apology not accepted. However, I will help you as a woman get the help that you need, this, this, and this. That's the only way that you and I will be able to communicate as friends. You don't want that kind of relationship with me, then we can't be friends at all. And so she made her choice. You always got to put people in the position to choose. I don't want to have nobody as my friend by default. I don't want to keep nobody as my man by default. You know, the cat I was dealing with, I made him physically tell me because I said, I want to be clear so that we don't do this for 8 and 10 years. I want you to give me all the reasons why you can't fuck with me, period. Okay? I said, because then this way you can't come back. Because every time I turned around, it was, I'm sorry, I'm going to do better. But you didn't do better because you're physically incapable of doing better. Now, he chalked it up to timing, you know, which I appreciated that. And he chalked it up to, you know, him being in the situation he's in. But you apologizing to me for something that you're not going to be able to make better does not work for me. And so I have to let situations like that go because they're going to end up being toxic. And so whatever this temporary feeling is that I have for you, my pride is just a little bit more, and my dignity and me being a woman is just a little bit more important than your ego right now. You could go feed your ego. Men can feed their ego every single day on fucking social media. Compliments, collard greens, and motherfucking and social media, that's all men need. You tell a man, hey, handsome. I applaud the man that's like, man, shut the fuck up. I wasn't handsome last year. That's the guy I want to date. I want to date the guy that does not respond to motherfuckers when they tell him he looks great. That he just be like, fuck all these motherfuckers. I didn't look great last year when I was unemployed. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm the one that sees through all that. I like the guy that doesn't entertain every motherfucker that's like, oh, he got some nice lips. He got a nice wave pattern in his hair. I like the guy that's like, man, get the fuck out of here. You understand what I'm saying? So, because I'm that way. When people are like, oh, you look sexy. You look like you would do this. I'd be like, block, delete, and you look like you just got blocked. Fuck out of here. Don't come on my page with that bullshit. You know what I mean? Don't talk to me like that. You know, but people make themselves so available to people that people think, A, that they know you, B, that they could talk to you like that, and C, they just assume that because they don't see you with anybody on your social media that you might be single. Don't get beat up. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you this. The chick that's not commenting is the one that the motherfuckers really with in real life. And I'm not, listen, and it's not about me being a secret or not, because you can't keep me a secret. That's an impossibility. I be in and out of town too, motherfucker, must be a goddamn secret. And my hair is bright blonde. I mean, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't agree to be a side chick anyway. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say is that, you know, the apologies, after a while and you get older, you're just kind of like, that's just who the fuck you are. So you sound like a fucking idiot apologizing for being a cheater. If you a cheater, just be a cheater and don't get married. So then you don't have to apologize anymore. Only reason I still have respect for the motherfucker I dealt with for 8 years is because he really just never lied. He was upfront about the fact he just wasn't shit, you know? And he was upfront about the fact, if you don't move here, I'm not going to marry you. So that's what it is. And so I made a choice. Don't ever fucking think that I'll just be sitting up here just single and twiddling my thumbs. I may be single, but I'm not alone. And let's be clear, single means not married. When you go fill out them applications, you are single unless you're married. They don't give a fuck if you've been living together. They don't give a fuck if you claiming each other kids on tech. They don't care about none of that shit. When it comes to legal terms, if you are not married, you're motherfucking single. And another thing, men, I want y'all to stop doing this. Stop telling women how to get a man, and you can't keep a woman. I'll be so tired of y'all, ladies, men like this. Well, when you get a woman, you tell me, you let me know what you like. Don't tell me about what men like. That's what you fucking like. Not all men are the fucking same, just like women. You know, I made a post today about men taking too many goddamn selfies. I'm not going to apologize for that shit. I catch one of mine taking a picture where he's biting his lip in a car rear view mirror. We're not going to be able to talk. We're not going to fucking be able to talk because you can't think that you look better than me. I need you to be masculine. I need you to be like, man, fuck the selfies. To be honest, I want a motherfucker that ain't even really on social media. You know what I'm saying? I want a motherfucker that's corny. He ain't on social media. He don't know nothing about nothing. Not because I want him to be ignorant and stupid, but because I don't want him to be preoccupied. I got to battle social media egos every single motherfucking day. Oh, this motherfucker told you she was cute with her contoured face and her motherfucking skin so goddamn airbrushed that her nose looks like LaToya Jackson. Get the fuck out of here. That motherfucker, and probably why she don't ever take no pictures from the waist down. Fuck out of here. So you being catfished by a motherfucker that don't even take pictures from the waist down. But she told you you look cute today, so you had some extra courage. Fuck out of here. I will hurt your motherfucking feelings. You know what I mean? And I don't apologize for that. You know, just like someone saying, you know, I'm sorry if I hurt you. What do you mean if? Think about the sentence. I'm sorry if I hurt you. If, well, why are you apologizing then? You know whether you hurt somebody or not. I know when I say shit to people that it hurts because I meant for it to motherfucking hurt. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there has been the time or two where someone took something that I said and internalized it, and I wasn't even talking about them or to them. If I'm talking to you, I'll tag you. I don't give a fuck. You know, but for the most part, if I'm talking about somebody specific, it's going to be specific. You know, I have people in my inboxes every single day talking about their problems, talking about their drama. There's so much more to what's going on in the world than what the fuck is happening on social media. So I'm just at an age where I'm just like, if I have to apologize or be sensitive or be politically correct every time I have a fucking conversation with you, then I'm not sorry. You know, if you got to cheat on every motherfucking girl that you've been with, you're not fucking sorry. You're just nasty as fuck. Just say that. Just say that. When you could be faithful to a motherfucker, then you don't have to be sorry anymore. You know, just say, you know what, I'm gay, I've been sleeping with another man, and you know what, you wasn't doing it for me. You got to break people's fucking hearts so that they don't think that they have a chance. And the sad part is she talking about, tell them I still love him. Man, listen, I'd be on the phone with Pookie and Ray Ray. They would be finna be charged damn near with a hate crime by the time I was done with a motherfucker that told me that he had been telling me he loves me, but he's gay and he want to be with other men. But wait, this is the part that pisses me off about that Love and Hip Hop thing, is that he didn't tell her that he was in a relationship with a man. See, as a woman, I don't really give a fuck about who you fuck with or who you look at on the internet, the porn shit that you watch. I really don't give a fuck. I care about if you're sharing feelings, a domesticated situation with somebody, a child with somebody, because there was unprotected sex that's involved. You know, so when someone says, I'm sorry, like when he's apologizing to his mom and his sister, why are you apologizing? If you're gay, just say, I'm fucking gay. There is no apologizing for being what you are. And again, I'm going to point something out. I tell you people all the time, this is not something that you just wake up and just, some days I like women, some days I like men. No. A lot of people knew they were gay when they were little, or that they had feelings for the same sex when they were little. You know, so y'all got to, I think that the world would just be a lot better place if people stopped expecting, apologies for things that you can't control, you know, or for people, you know, accepting apologies for, you know, stuff that people are going to do again. And you know he going to do it again. You know, so I don't understand why, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and, well, he apologized, so that was, you know. No, and don't beat around the bush with an apology either. You want to apologize to a motherfucker, just be like, listen, you know, I apologize for this, that, and the third. You know, so there are some people that be like, no, I don't accept, you know, your apology because of this, that, or the third. But you wanted somebody to apologize to you. So you can't be mad and then say that wasn't a proper apology. Just saying apology is not going to work right now. Try again later. You know, but in the spirit of things, in my ratchet show, because I just wanted to talk about it, I think that a lot of people would be more stress-free if they just moved on in life without worrying about an apology. The guy that tried to fucking murder me did not even apologize for that shit until 15 years later when we were able to sit down. And I think that that was the moment that I write all about it in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, on Amazon and Kindle under my, you know, pen name, D. Scott. But I don't think that I started to heal just because he apologized. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like Hitler apologizing for the Holocaust. Like, nah, it's a little bit too late right now. Like, my life has been drastically changed because you tried to take me off the earth. So why the fuck would I accept your apology when it's really just me lying to myself? So I never said, like, I accept your apology, but he gave me all the reasons why he did what he did. It made sense why he would have felt like he needed to take me off the earth, but it's not human that you try to take me off the earth. So in lieu of that, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs out right now. I don't think it could fit the situation any more perfectly than Rick Ross, Chris Brown.
What is this? Maybach music. Well, I just made that.
Liver. red bottoms got you walking funny. Get you a agent, she ballin' and all she talk is money. Take her shopping, baby boy, ain't no salary cap. She get it poppin', so you better bring battery pack. Perfect time to relax. Nothing is perfect other than being a perfect match. They all watch me cause the moves I make out of their budget. Diamond district, six figures on my shorty nugget.
I try to change, but they always around pulling me down. Broken condoms, lipstick marks, and unprotected sex. Feel like shit, you know I ain't shit. Sorry, don't turn back the clock. Maybe I took advantage cause I knew you. Wouldn't believe it, so I used you. I'm sorry.
Go check out Drake's new video for Hotline Bling. It came out today, and it is on Apple Video. It's on YouTube. It's anywhere. Just Google it. Hotline Bling, those are going to be the new dance moves for this year, just so y'all know. And don't talk about my Drake. His birthday is coming up, so he will be the big 29, if I'm not mistaken. So happy birthday, bro. But I will talk to you guys tomorrow on our Tell the Truth Tuesday. Ain't no telling what I'm going to bring up tomorrow. Peace, love, and blessings to you all. Sorry, but not sorry.